ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama's recent announcement that he would attend this year's Pacific Islands Forum's leaders' meeting has been seen as a significant improvement in his country's relations with Australia. He'd boycotted the event for several years, but what does Mr. Bainimarama's change of heart mean for the body that he set up to rival PIF? That's the Pacific Islands Development Forum. Liam Fox investigates.
In 2013, Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama welcomed leaders and officials to the inaugural meeting of the Pacific Islands Development Forum.
Today, Your Excellencies, we come together to launch a new era of regional cooperation, of solidarity and of friendship. We are building a new framework for Pacific Islanders.
It was an impressive start for the PIDF. Among those in the crowd were the leaders of Timor-Leste, Kiribati, Nauru, Solomon Islands, Micronesia and other small island states, as well as diplomatic representatives from China, Kuwait, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates and Russia, but not Australia and New Zealand. Many observers at the time saw the creation of the PIDF as an attempt to rival, even usurp, the Pacific Islands Forum, after Fiji was suspended from the regional body following the 2006 military coup led by Mr. Bainimarama. He said as much back in 2013.
Why do we need a new body? Because the existing regional structure for the past four decades, the Pacific Islands Forum, is for governments only and has also come to be dominated only by a few.
Even after Fiji was readmitted to the Pacific Islands Forum, Mr. Bainimarama still refused to attend the annual leaders' meeting because of what he said was Australia and New Zealand's undue influence over the organisation. But all that changed following Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison's historic visit to Fiji last month and the commitment to a new Vuvali, or family, partnership between the two countries. Not long after the visit, Mr. Bainimarama announced he would attend this year's leaders' meeting of the Pacific Islands Forum in Tuvalu.
That means that alternative forms of regionalism that were used by the Fijian government to get a voice in the region and internationally may not be as important anymore.
Dr. Michael O'Keefe is the director of the Master of International Relations at La Trobe University and was a consultant to the PIDF in 2015. He says Mr. Bainimarama's re-engagement with the Pacific Islands Forum could have a major impact on the PIDF.
The PIDF is very focused on climate change issues and in particularly around the Conference of Parties, and so it has a place, but if Fiji is engaging, then it won't be part of that sort of public diplomacy and won't be needing to have sort of very large summits as it had in the past.
But it seems the PIDF's role and the emphasis put on it by the Fiji government had already been changing for some time. There hasn't been a leaders' summit since 2016. The most recent event listed on its website is for a symposium on marine conservation in December 2017. One insider told Pacific Beat the PIDF was in a kind of limbo, one where the Fiji government didn't want to kill it off because of the potential embarrassment that might cause, but it wasn't pumping the money and support into it that it once was. Tess Newton-Cain from TNC Pacific Consulting says the PIDF's focus has changed since its inception.
We've seen it move very much into quite a sort of technical area around issues to do with green growth, blue carbon, initiatives around oceans management, renewable energy, so a lot of work with the Global Green Growth Institute, which is quite different from where it started, where it was much more political.
Whatever the future holds, Dr. Michael O'Keefe says the PIDF can claim to have had a positive impact on the organisation it was set up to rival, the Pacific Islands Forum.
There has been calls for more inclusive leadership and governance in the PIF, and we've seen some changes to the way they've involved civil society groups. The agenda has been focused on climate change, on green growth, on blue oceans, and this could only be seen as a positive development for Pacific Island nations and for the Fijian government.